Life in rural Vermont isn't always easy, but there's a reason the people who live in the state have decided to call it home. According to a new Rural Life survey commissioned by Vermont Public Radio and Vermont PBS, nearly 80% of Vermonters say their overall quality of life is either excellent or good. This survey of 801 Vermonters is part of a project by VPR and Vermont PBS called This Land, The Changing Story of Rural Vermont. And it turns out that story is pretty complicated. Because while Vermonters generally enjoy life in this mostly rural state, they also say their communities face stark challenges. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has our first in a series of stories this week about the VPR Vermont PBS Rural Life Survey.
Paul Costello is the executive director of the Vermont Council on Rural Development, and he spent countless hours in rural communities over the past 20 years helping local leaders chart their town's futures. Costello says the story of rural Vermont is indeed changing, but he says this state is no stranger to transition.
We were a land of pioneers. We were a forest economy that became a potash economy, that became a small farm subsistence economy, that became fabric and textile economy, a mill town economy.
Costello says those different waves of economic activity have conditioned the land and conditioned its communities. And he says Vermont now finds itself in the midst of yet another transition.
But in a global context of a global economy with different kinds of opportunities that threaten local, but also give opportunities for creative entrepreneurism and creative community leadership.
According to the survey, rural Vermonters see the same opportunities Costello does. Two-thirds of respondents say they're either somewhat optimistic or very optimistic about the future of their communities. But life here isn't all covered bridges and maple creamies. The survey found 20% of people think access to high-speed internet is a problem. 11% say they were unable to access health care when they needed it. 40% of Vermonters say if they had an unexpected expense of $1,000, they'd have trouble paying it. And then there's this finding. More Vermonters than not say they'd advise an 18-year-old to leave the state in order to build a successful life and career. Ted Brady is the deputy secretary of the Agency of Commerce and Community Development.
Rural Vermont is in a time of enormous transition. And when you're going through transition, it's like a midlife crisis. We're really, rural Vermont's in a midlife crisis right now.
According to the Rural Life Survey, that crisis is particularly acute for Vermonters who lack a college education. Take that question about quality of life, for example. Here's Rich Clark, a professor of political science at Castleton University.
49% of those with a college degree said it's excellent, as opposed to only 22% with a high school diploma or less.
Clark directed the survey, which was conducted by Braun Research.
I don't want to go so far as to say there are, you know, the two Vermonts, but there's a very different approach to life and a very different feeling about life in rural Vermont if you have money as opposed to if you don't.
Deputy Commerce Secretary Ted Brady says the challenges identified in the survey are real. But Brady, who previously served as Director of Rural Development in Vermont for the USDA, says they're hardly unique to Vermont.
Recognize that broadband, healthcare, infrastructure, go down that long list. Every single rural community in America, and I'd argue the world, is challenged with that.
Brady says he isn't convinced that Vermont can solve these problems on its own, but he says it doesn't actually need to in order for rural communities to thrive.
And don't let the Gordian knot stop you from doing something great. Don't let the large national problem stop you from engaging as a community and solving a smaller problem.
And Paul Costello from the Council on Rural Development says if the changing story of rural Vermont is going to have a happy ending, then rural communities are going to have to write it.
Is Washington, D.C. coming to rescue Hardwick? Is the state of Vermont going to come up with an economic development plan for Island Pond? No. Nobody's coming from the outside to set direction for rural communities.
Vermonters seem to understand that, too. According to the Rural Life Survey, only 13% of people think state elected officials understand the challenges facing rural Vermont very well. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.
This Land, The Changing Story of Rural Vermont is a collaboration between VPR and Vermont PBS. For the complete data set of the Rural Life Survey, as well as other special programming in the project, go to thislandvt.org.